This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Cove Point sits on the Chesapeake Bay in southern Calvert County. It's one of the country's largest liquefied natural gas import plants, but now its owner, Dominion Resources, wants to get into the export business. It's received conditional approval from federal regulators to export liquefied natural gas. Dominion says the new construction at the plant will boost the local economy, but environmental advocates say it will pollute the area. And with me to talk about it is reporter Lawrence Lanahan, Maryland Morning's former senior producer. He's written about Cove Point for Al Jazeera, America's website. Welcome back, Lawrence.
Thanks, Sheila. I like what you've done with the place.
Which is nothing. I like the title on your article, Reversing the Flow. With Cove Point, U.S. seeks to become a gas exporter. I mean, until now, Cove Point has imported liquid natural gas. Why does Dominion now want to export it?
Well, their imports have dropped 90% in the last 7 years. Just 10 years ago, the Department of Energy was saying, you know, we're consuming so much natural gas, and we can't find enough of it in the ground to keep up. We're going to have to become an importer, a big importer of natural gas. Just several years later, suddenly we're fracking and bringing up tons and tons of natural gas, and people are saying now we've got so much we can export some of it. So Dominion wants to do this because they're...
And meanwhile, there's really not a market. The kind of gas you could import just is too expensive now to compete with this new supply of gas.
It's so cheap here. And, I mean, Dominion's an energy company. They want to make money. And since we were importing and we're now exporting, this is a good way for them to do that. And they're in a good spot. There are 31 applications to the federal regulators just to get them to say, yes, you can export, right? And so Dominion's only the third one to get an environmental assessment.
And that's what happened on Thursday.
The
staff of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission issued essentially a fairly positive environmental assessment.
It's called a FONSI, a finding of no significant environmental impact. They're recommending that finding to their commission. And one potential natural gas exporter down in Louisiana has gone through all the hoops. They're going to start exporting. They're already building the place. Three, including Cove Point, potential exporters have gotten an environmental review. And that's a big step to get the environmental review.
And environmental advocates say that this assessment that came out last week didn't apply enough scrutiny to the proposal. A group of organizations opposing the export plant held a tele-news conference last week. Here's Diana Daskalou-Jaffe, Senior General Counsel at the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, from that meeting.
Because of the energy-intensive nature of this process, the new liquefaction facility and associated utility-scale power plant that Dominion would have to build on-site to process gas for export would emit more heat-trapping carbon dioxide than all but three of Maryland's existing coal-fired power plants.
So she's saying big problems with air quality, with emissions that she sees. What are the other concerns that you've heard from environmental groups?
Well, that's the big one. You've got to get this gas out of the ground from wherever, West Virginia, Colorado, pipe it, cool it down to 260 degrees below zero to turn it into the liquid that you could put on the boat and ship to India. And that's the big complaint, is that's a big footprint. Natural gas is touted by the Obama administration as clean energy. It's part of their all-of-the-above energy solution, including nuclear. But it's not like it's so clean that the more you use of it, the better it is for the environment. I mean, you have to slow down consumption if you're going to make a difference. And they're saying you're focusing on which fossil fuel to use, but what we need to do is use less of them overall because climate change has already started.
And how has Dominion responded to the opponents?
They have said, you know, they've pointed to things in the past. They applied to be an importer, to do more imports just like 7 years ago before all this happened. And they sort of point to their record, what federal regulators have said to them before, like, look, we've scrutinized this, we've gone through everything, we have made this as clean as it can be, as safe as it can be. And they've got a long, frequently asked questions thing on their website that addresses all these criticisms in detail. I don't think it addresses everything. One of the guys I interviewed for the story is a firefighter that lives less than a mile from this place. And he says he met with Dominion and some fire officials, and that Dominion said that their 60-foot sound wall should work as a firewall too. And he says, you know, I don't live by should as a firefighter.
So his concerns are safety concerns.
Safety concerns.
not necessarily long-term air pollution concerns.
Right, right. But Dominion, they sort of let other people speak for them sometimes. I mean, they've done interviews, but they let other people speak for them. The Calvert County commissioners have backed this up and said it's safe, it's clean. So they're just basically saying all of this, we're being scrutinized and we're coming through clean, so this is going to be okay.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with freelance reporter Lawrence Lanahan. We're talking about Cove Point, a liquefied natural gas import plant that could begin exporting natural gas. What would the economic impact of reversing the flow at Cove Point be?
At the national level, you know, it makes us an exporter. It takes away from our trade deficit. It starts to balance trade back out. The question is, how much gas is there here? Is there enough to satisfy our domestic consumption of natural gas and sell it overseas without making it more expensive at home? That if you've got Japan and India paying 3 to 4 times as much money for natural gas than we do here, That's where people are going to want to sell it, right? So manufacturers are saying, you know, hey, we buy tons of natural gas to make stuff. We don't want it to be more expensive. So you've got a sort of a fractured, as it were, alliance of people against this. Some unions are for, some are against. The DC unions want this to happen so they can help build the power plant. But there's a union in West Virginia that says, hey, let's take a close look at this because we're pulling gas out of the ground and then all this industry settles right around where we're pulling the gas up so they can use it. You ship this gas off, we lose the industry that comes in and creates jobs around us. So you've got people essentially fighting over the price of domestic natural gas if we start shipping a whole bunch of this stuff overseas.
You mentioned the county commissioners collectively being for this switch. Is that because of local jobs?
That's because of local jobs and just the history of the energy industry in Calvert County. This was, according to their own economic development director, a comparatively poor county in Maryland 40, 50 years ago. Tobacco farmers, watermen, and then Calvert Cliffs comes online. And within a
couple... The nuclear plant.
Yeah, the nuclear power plant. Within a couple of years, you've got the energy industry accounting for 70% of the tax revenue coming into the county. So the county's grown by 160% in 30 years, like 4 times as fast as Maryland has grown. That's not all from the energy industry, but the initial growth, the economic development director told me in the late 70s, early 80s, that the energy industry had a lot to do. Calvert Cliffs had a lot to do with how this grew. So they've got a nuclear power plant with 2 reactors and this LNG plant within 6 miles of each other. People used to have to go over the bridge in St. Mary's County to Pax River Naval Air Base for the jobs. Well, now there's the industry. The energy industry.
What other hurdles does the Cove Point project face?
Well, they got to get through Maryland's Public Service Commission. They need to build a power plant, 130 megawatts, I think, power plant to cool this gas. You've got to get it to 260 degrees below zero to turn it into a liquid and put it on the ships.
Right, that's the power plant that the Chesapeake Climate Action Network was complaining about.
Right, right. And so the Maryland Public Service Commission has to issue what's called a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. They look at all kinds of stuff, economics, the environment, even aesthetics, you know, to decide, yeah, you can build this. This is, you know, necessary for Maryland.
And what's the timeline for that decision?
They're supposed to make a decision by the end of the month, well, by May 30th.
A lot going on. Thanks for walking us through it, Lawrence.
No problem.
Lawrence Lanahan is a freelance reporter based in Baltimore. He's also a former senior producer of this show, Maryland Morning. We have a link to the story he wrote on Cove Point for Al Jazeera America's website at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's where we'll also have a link to the federal government's environmental assessment of the plant. The public can comment on the Cove Point project a week from Saturday, May 31st, at Patuxent High School in Lusby, Maryland, 1 p.m. on May 31st. We have those details at our website as well. I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead on Maryland Morning, a senior citizen dreaming of the open road. Stay tuned.